Hey,
welcome.
We are Emma and
Jen,
and we are kind of recording this at a really weird time in the week and stuff. What we're trying to say is we're doing this really late, but you know what? It's going to turn out great.
We're queens of procrastination.
That's how this goes.
We love to do this.
Yeah. Wait, did you hear me rhyme, though, for, like, a quick second? Wait, I can't hear you if I put in two headphones. No, because I said, we're recording this really late, but it'll turn out great.
Oh, and then you have such galaxy brain.
I really do. My mind, huge. No. Anyway, so maybe we just want a quick state of why this isn't an existing thing? I don't...
Yeah. So, we are doing this podcast as a project for our media lit class. It's a 20-time project, meaning we get to spend 20% of our time in class doing whatever the F we want.
Yay! Head flag. I'm gonna put that yay in there. if anyone wants to know if this... If anyone even listens to this, we don't even know that yet, but that's a later issue.
Maybe eventually in the future when we're both, like, rich and famous.
Yeah, someone will stumble upon this and then be like, what?
Or else we won't be, and we'll just be normal people, and
yeah,
our kids will find it one day, and they'll be like, Mom, why?
Yeah. Anyway, what was I saying again?
In case you wanted to know.
We are using this app called Anchor, which is like a free podcasting app that helps you record, edit, and distribute everything podcast. Free promo. Just messed that up. Free promo at Anchor. Sponsor me. I don't
it's
even have anything to sponsor.
Yeah. This
is a mess. Okay. Anyway, so what is this podcast supposed to kind of do? What are we doing here?
Well, the title of our podcast is The One Brain Cell.
Let's see what I did there. Okay.
Here's the motherfucking tea.
Okay.
So, this podcast is basically just Emma and I talking to each other.
Yep. Because we're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Except for when we eat.
Yeah.
Then we don't talk.
Yeah.
But
we
after
sit
that.
There in silence. So a little background about Emma and I. We've been friends for 11 years now.
Yeah.
We met in first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been in the same Girl Scout troop since first grade.
Yep.
She knows too much about me to get mad at her, so I can't do that, and I can't leave her.
Yeah. And same here. I'm like, I know way too much about your past, Jenny, so, like,
Emma has so much blackmail on me that I cannot do anything but love and praise her.
Yeah. If she doesn't love and praise me every day, I hold all that blackmail against her. I remind her. I don't actually do that.
No. This is a 100% joke.
Yeah. See, okay.
For anyone who's wondering, yes, this is exactly how a lot of conversations go.
Emma, just makes really bad jokes and does really weird things, and then Jenny laughs at it, and then I laugh at Jenny, who's laughing at me, and then Jenny laughs at me, who's laughing at her, who's laughing at me, and it just goes on and on as such.
Or the roles will be switched, and I'll say something, and Emma will laugh, and then... Yeah.
And then it's just backwards.
Yeah.
You will hear me laugh a lot during this, because... I mean, during elementary school, I was famous for, like...
Emma had a nickname given by one of the teachers at our elementary school called Smiley.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a kid, she never stopped smiling or laughing.
Yep, pretty much.
Like, it was almost annoying. Like, you know those people that you see now, and they're always, like, so, like, okay, for instance, a Chick-fil-A worker, where they're always like, my pleasure, oh, what can I get for you, oh, can I help you, and they're, like, rushing to, like, help you, that was Emma, but as, like, an 8-year-old.
Yeah. If anyone's wondering, we just went to Chick-fil-A. Pretty good. I don't know. It's true. The rumors are true. I was named Smiley. The thing is, I loved that was, like, my thing back then.
Yes. It was, you embraced it.
I embraced it so hard. You made an
email.
I made an email about it. Multiple, actually. And I went so far as to write the name Smiley, like, on top of my assignments and stuff.
And your original Instagram handle, I believe, was Smiley
something? I think it was. Like, a really long time ago. Yeah. But then that nickname super died down when I went to middle school and I never was called it again.
And then depression set in.
And then depression. And then essays. And panic.
And friend trouble.
And friend trouble. Yeah, yikes. We don't talk about that in this household.
Not in this Christian Minecraft server.
That's right. Shout out to Luke for, never mind. Shout out to my good friend for the Christian Minecraft server thing. Never mind.
Okay.
I think my eyebrow is coming off. Anyway.
So, we have some things that we've been collecting to talk about for a while now.
This is pretty much all, like, the podcast is going to be. It's just us talking about things, and then every once in a while, maybe if we're lucky, you'll hear us, like, I'll start to say something, and then I'm going to see Jenny have, like, an expression on her face, and I'm going to be like, what are you thinking? And she's going to say something, and it's going to complete my thought. And I'm like, I was literally just thinking that. And then that's the one brain cell part.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the one brain cell. When you're friends for 11 years and spend almost every day together.
Yep.
You start to become one person.
Yeah.
For example, Emma and I currently have almost the exact same glasses.
Yep.
We also have pretty much the exact same style when it comes to clothing.
I mean, pretty much. A little bit of deviance.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. That might be just because we need a seasonal closet change.
Mm-hmm.
I know I do. I need to go shopping.
Same.
And also, currently, we are pretty much wearing the exact same shirt.
Yep.
One's a sweatshirt, though. One's a t-shirt.
Yep. And let's talk a little bit about why we're wearing almost the exact same shirt. So, Emma and I, we have pretty close to the same music taste, you know?
Uh-huh.
Hers is very all over the place, and mine's whatever she's listening to. Because, honestly, follow Emma on Spotify.
Yo, it's gonna be Smiley Male 10. Smiley Male, like, mailbox 10. Okay.
But Emma has the best music recommendations in the entire world.
It's true. If you want something, I got it, honey. If you want the good kush, I have it.
No matter what language, what genre.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Mm.
Emma's got it.
That's right.
Anyway, so last night, Emma and I, we went to a concert.
Mm-hmm.
I got tickets for this concert for her birthday back in February.
God bless.
So we went to go see the 1975.
Ooh. Call at your boy. Okay.
If you don't know who they are a band from Manchester, England.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
They're like alternative rock, indie rock, poppy, electronic, kind of weird background vocals sometimes.
Yeah.
And then
they're kind of all over the place.
Like us. But it totally works. Super unique style, super unique sound, super great lyrics. Lyrics A plus.
A lot of their songs are about doing the do or drugs.
Pretty much. But you know what? It can be interpreted in many different ways.
A love song, I say in quotations, about, you know, never, like, being able to live without someone is really just about, like, heroin, you know?
It's not living if it's not living. Yeah, but, you know.
It works, though. Mm-hmm. So, we went. It was at the Armory in St. Paul, I think it is.
I think it's Minneapolis. Minneapolis. I still don't know how to say that word. Yikes. I'm supposed to be a true Minnesotan, and I, like, can't say...
Okay. We'll get back to Emma not being able to talk in a minute, but... So, we went to this concert. Mm-hmm. We had a great time. There was a couple who we like to refer to as the crazy couple.
Yep, the crazy couple, a.k.a. the cuckoo couple.
A.k.a. they were on drugs.
Yep. We're pretty sure.
You know, they were having a good time, you know. The guy was constantly jumping up and down for, like, an hour straight. Mm-hmm. It was fine. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't know if you, like, noticed, but, like, there was, like, this really nice guy who was always like, can you guys see? Like,
yeah,
you know, cool. And he was, like, he was there with, like, his girlfriend or wife or whatever, you know.
Maybe
his,
just a friend. I really couldn't tell.
His pal, his romantic pal.
There it is.
Whatever they were. Mm-hmm. But you could tell he wasn't, like, the biggest. Like, he was just there for, like, so his pal didn't go alone.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you could tell that he wasn't, like, super into it, but he was, like, into it, like, enough where it's like, yeah, I'll go, I'll watch it, you know.
Yeah, I don't think he was super familiar with the music.
Yeah.
But
the few songs that he did know, you could see where he was like, this is lit.
Good, And then when we were walking out, I think it was the same guy. Did you hear him talk about the show?
I did not.
I swear to God, it's the same guy. And he's walking out, in front of us a little bit, I think. Mm-hmm. And he's behind us. And he goes, the pal is like, yo, so that was a great show, right? Like, didn't I tell you? Like, I knew you should have gone. I knew you'd probably like it. And he was like, yeah, it was actually, like, really, really cool. And
I love that.
And he was like, that was a great show, one of the best or something. So
I love that.
That was... The 1975 changes lives, man.
It heals illnesses.
Yeah.
Not as much as BTS, but...
We'll get onto that later.
We were there having a good time.
It was really cool. I really couldn't see, like, 75% of, like, what was in front of me.
Yeah.
Because there were all these, like, really tall men there.
Yeah, we picked a bad spot to stand because we got there kind of later than we would have liked.
Yeah. It was okay.
It was fine. It was fine. You know, we're okay with that, you know. Mm-hmm. But we just attracted all of the tall people.
Yeah.
And all of the tall people just decided to just stand right in front of us. Mm-hmm. And we were just like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. like, what do you do in this situation? You're, like, a tiny person. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because I'm slightly taller than Emma, I was always trying to, like, put her in a place where she could see better. Yeah.
Which is so nice of Jenny, by the way. Ubu, love you lots. Heart emojis.
Kisses.
Super generous like that. I mean, it was a birthday present. I will say, I mean, not to flex, but
So anyway, Emma and I got the same design.
The t-shirt. I forgot what we're talking about.
So Emma got the t-shirt version. I got the hoodie version, and it's the same design.
Just really cool, funky, fresh, fun.
So we're matching, but not really matching.
Yeah. Which is, I feel like, kind of depicts what our, like, friendship is like. And, yeah, like,
because we're different match. We're
personalities.
We match, but mm-hmm. we don't.
Yeah, it's like, it's the same but different.
Yeah.
That's kind of how, that's how it goes. Same.
The same. Same
but different. Different. Anyway. So next topic. So 1975 is fun. Check them out. Mm-hmm. Super good show. Do you want to discuss what we were talking about earlier about living together?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have this like headcanon.
we're constantly talking about what we're going to be like in the future.
Mm-hmm.
One of our running jokes is Emma's going to be the mom who's like kind of a mess.
I remember the current thing. Oh my god.
This is when we like realize that we have like the same brain cell.
Yeah.
And it's just shared between the two of us.
Uh-huh.
But so we've kind of decided that Emma's like the mom who like is kind of a mess, but like it works, you know? And then I'm the weird aunt to her kids that like she's constantly a mess.
She's the Kimmy Gibbler.
Yes.
Of the household.
I show up. I sleep on their couch. I'm always drinking red wine and eating pizza on their couch.
That's how
watching, like, Jennifer Lopez romantic comedies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, and their friend is just, like, their friend, like, Emma's kids' friends are just, like, is she okay? And, like, the kids are just like, you know, that's just Aunt Jenny.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what it is
she's
all time.
Lived here since 2005.
Yeah.
And, you know, it.
This is there.
Yeah, she's always just been there. We don't. I kind of ignore her sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Then future mom Emma is like, you gotta, like, maybe she's just lonely. I don't
know. Meanwhile, I just, like, sob into, like, some food and, like, talk to, like, her little infant child about my problems.
Yeah. Or, like, my pet bunny that I'm gonna have. Watch out for that, folks. Emma and pet bunny coming 2020, maybe. I don't know.
Ooh.
No, probably future than...
No, 2020.
2021. I don't know. I'm still taking care of a cat, one step at a time.
Anyway, so, getting back on, like, our future selves.
Right.
So, we got Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. We went to Target to get a few things. We went to Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
We brought the Chick-fil-A back to Emma's house.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting in the dining room, eating our Chick-fil-A in silence, mm-hmm. like we always do. We always mm-hmm. eat in silence, and mm-hmm. then come back together. We're sitting here eating. And I just look at her and I'm like, have you ever thought about, like, this is what it would literally be like if we, like, lived together?
Yeah.
And she was just like, yeah. And then I mentioned if our other two friends
mm-hmm.
who, like,
we...
okay, the way our friend, the way our friend group works is we're all air signs. And if you uh-huh. don't know what that means, I'll explain. So an air sign...
Here we go.
Based
on... Oh, here we go. It's a star zodiac thing. This is a huge topic in our
it
friend
really
group.
It really is.
We, like, mention it every day.
It's, like...
It's just...
It's Bible, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but, so... Air signs, based off the zodiac, is Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius.
Aquarius. At Tinashe. Love that song, honey. Mwah, mwah.
But, so, Emma and one of our other friends is an Aquarius.
Uh-huh.
I am the Libra.
Yep.
And our other friend is the Gemini.
Yep.
And so, what that means is that we're all compatible.
Yeah.
We all get along super well. Except, sometimes it's a little chaotic.
Yeah. You know, it's just one of those things where it's like, we're just basing this, the whole, like, air sign thing is mostly based off of, like, your sun sign thing.
Birth charts?
Earth,
a whole nother topic for a whole nother episode.
Yeah. So, I mean, those have like different alignments and stuff. So, you know, there's kind of like a little bit of Scorpio sometimes in you, or a little bit of Leo,
or a little bit of Aries, or a Virgo. You know,
so it all kind of mashes together, and you know, when the air signs unite,
they unite.
You know what I mean?
But so, in this group of four, Emma and I, we share a singular half brain cell. Mm-hmm. The whole group of four just collectively shares one brain cell.
Uh-huh.
But Emma and I share half of that brain cell.
Yeah. And then it's like our brain cell.
Yes.
To us.
Yes.
Specifically.
And then the other two, they share a half of a brain cell.
Mm-hmm.
And then together, it's a one brain cell.
Yep. It's like a super cell. it's like mitosis reversed.
Yes.
I'm sorry. My nerd.
But Emma and I, we are very calm. We like to keep... We do have our giggles once in a while where it's like uncontrollably laughing on the floor. But that's usually like a late night thing.
Uh-huh.
Like we're both tired, or we're both hyped up on caffeine or something.
Yeah, and we're not like... overly aggressive people.
Yeah.
Unlike some.
We're very calm. We're very chill. We're like, that's interesting that you think like that.
Yeah.
But you're wrong.
Yeah.
Our other two friends are very aggressive.
Yeah, they're like, they
show
the profanities that they shout at each other across the hall. I mean...
For example, hey, please, 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 please.
Pretty much. Literally today, after school, it was Jenny, friend number one and friend number two. One after the other went, F you, F you, F you. And I was just standing, Emma was just standing there like, okay, let's go to the bus.
Emma was like, all right, I think that is my cue to leave.
Yeah.
Our other two friends are very chaotic. They will fight each other in the parking lot of a Wendy's.
They will, okay.
Don't question, don't try to get in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Don't do anything, because it's just them. It's just That's them. How they don't show worry. Their love for each other, you know? So we were talking, and I was like, if us, and friend number one, friend number two, and friend number three, who is completely, like, different, like, she is an earth sign, she is a Taurus, and, like, completely in her own world.
Yeah.
And you would...
That's how you describe her, in her own world.
So, if we all lived together one day, this is how it would go. Emma and I would be calmly eating our dinner, just like, so, how was your day at work? Oh, yeah, Janice invited me to her birthday party.
Yeah. Not gonna go, though.
Yeah, I don't really like her. And it would be like, I would say something like I do, and then Emma laughs, or the other way around, like we explained.
Yes.
And then in the living room somewhere would be friend number one and friend number two literally fighting each other.
Like, fist fighting each other. Like, either they are or they're getting really close to it, and someone's gonna have to stop them soon unless they want the TV to break. So,
and then it would be friend number three, the Taurus, just in the corner of the room, like dancing to like
swaying left to right
to like noise music. Like,
she listens to
literally
noise music.
TV static, you know, just dancing to TV static, you know, with like some like thing like kombucha, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And just
and a,
like...
And a reusable straw.
Oh, metal straw.
It's kombucha in one hand, a metal straw in the other.
Save the sea turtles. You know, I'm not like other girls. Yeah. Just like static music playing, just like having a good time all by herself.
Yeah.
You know?
Not bothered
and
at all.
Honestly, that is just our friendship dynamic. you know.
That's how it goes. And then Jenny and I were just sitting in the middle here, just taking our sips.
Just
one day at a time. Like,
the mother frickin' tea. That's just us.
I, like, can see it in my head, and it's just...
I know.
It's just so funny. And then, do we want to go over what would be in our fridge?
Oh, right. So, we've decided what would be in, like, our fridge slash pantries slash, like, spice cabinets and stuff like that.
Who would bring home the 5 jars of paprika?
Maddie.
Probably Maddie. She'd be like, I thought this was all salt. That doesn't even make any sense, but I love it. Okay.
Here's the other joke about our friend group. So, I am mixed. I'm mixed white with Hispanic, you know. Friend number two is also Hispanic and Filipino. Mm-hmm. And then the rest is all white.
Yeah.
So, like...
The West is all... The West. First grade, I'm coming back again. The rest is all, like, suburban... Mother
who's PTO
mother white kind of thing going on.
But anyway, so the other joke is they don't know how to like spice food, you know, or that like salt is spicy or something like that, you know, like typical, like
I don't recall.
But so making it be like, oh, I thought that this was salt when it's actually like 5 cans of paprika is kind of funny because it's like, oh, you don't know your spices. You don't know your way around the kitchen. You know?
Also, Maddie just forgets details.
Yeah.
Friend number three just forgets details sometimes. But that's okay. We still love her.
Anyway, so like in our fridge, there would be like a singular like... Okay, I feel like there would be 2 cartons of milk. One would be full, one would be empty.
Yeah.
And
still in the fridge.
Yes. And no one, like, we're all petty enough where no one would throw it away.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you finished the milk and put it back in the fridge? Yeah. Well, guess what? It's going to stay there. And then I feel like we wouldn't even have, like, the container of ketchup itself. I feel like we would just have like ketchup packets from random places.
You think so?
Yes. I feel like that's what would happen. Like all of our condiments, I feel like would just be taken from like random places.
Probably. But hey, that saves money because you don't have to buy a $6 thing of ketchup.
That you use literally like twice a year.
That's how it goes. See, we're thinking smart here. Mm-hmm. Our brain's huge. Anyway.
In our fridge, or, well, and then, like, probably, like a singular head of lettuce that is, like, it might be going bad, but no one has the heart to throw it away.
Yeah. And then pretty soon, it's, like, 6 months later, it's still there.
And moldy.
In the very back, moldy, and just smelling like...
And literally, I don't know if you guys have, like... are familiar with rotten lettuce, but we work in a cafe, so I'm very familiar with it. But like when anything green that's leafy goes bad, it starts to like leak.
You're right though.
So it would just be like a singular head of lettuce in like a container with just like gross leaky juice decomposing.
Yeah. And then the thing is, one of our mothers would come over and be like, what in the world is this? And then clean it out for us because we never did it ourselves.
In our freezer.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Our freezer.
We're looking at the fridge slash freezer like right now like to get the picture.
Yeah.
But so in our freezer, there would be like 5 bags of the mixed vegetables.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Like, it was like a random shopping trip. Emma was like, you know, guys, I'm really going to eat healthy this time.
bought all of them, made a half of a bag, and then never touched it again.
Yeah, maybe. And then also like, many, many, many boxes of frozen pizza.
Yes. And like frozen fruit that has like freezer burn. It looks like it's been there since 2008, but like low-key, I still use it sometimes. Yeah. Like once in a while when I feel healthy and I'm like, gotta get on that smoothie grind. Yep. You know? And that's about it.
Yeah, that's all that's in the fridge. The rest is empty. Yeah. We haven't gone grocery shopping in a month.
That's why we're eating Chick-fil-A.
Yep. This is our future. Pray.
For us. And then our cabinets would look a lot like the cereal aisle in a grocery store.
Yep.
We would have every single kind of cereal you could think of. Pretty much. I live off of cereal. And so, anyway, then our spice cabinet, it would have the salt and pepper packets stolen from a place. It wouldn't have been, like, we bought, like, one of those big jars of salt or anything. No, it's, we have salt and pepper packets that you have to individually peel, rip out, you know. And if you are like me and literally love pepper, you will know that every time you have to open up one of those bags and then like two grains of pepper comes out and you're just like, all right. And then you just have to keep sitting there and opening up. Yeah. It's not a fun time.
Not gonna work. So.
So therefore we don't cook.
Yeah. Therefore we just eat out or get delivery all the time.
But then for the rare times that we do cook, we have.
It's a team effort, first of all.
Yes. Which is why we don't cook, because anything we do as a team is messy.
Yeah.
But, so, in our spice cabinet, I feel like it would look like, just because of friend number two and I, it would look like a Goya store. We would have so much Goya. We would have all kinds, for chicken, for beef, for rice. We would put that on everything, you know? And then, like celery salt or something like that.
Celery salt? What's that?
You don't know what celery salt is?
I don't know.
It's like salt. Oh, I don't know how to, like, explain it. It's like salt that has, like, a little, like,
oomph.
Yeah, like a little
oomph. Hump the voice.
Okay. Yeah.
At Susical.
Yeah. It's good on French fries.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
But yeah, that. Like, I feel like it would just have, like, random spices that we've used once and then haven't looked at since.
Yeah. That's the spice cabinet or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's our kitchen.
Welcome to MTV's Kitchens.
Welcome to my crib.
Cool. We gonna head out.
Yep.
I don't know what we're gonna go stand in the rain for like 5 minutes while we contemplate our lives and our futures.
Maybe. Maybe sit on our phones for 2 seconds. Or 2 hours.
Yeah, that's more realistic.
Yeah.
We out.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Go crazy.
Go stupid.